Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. India and New Zealand sign free trade agreement in New Delhi. Deal facilitates 100% duty-free access for all Indian exports and $20 billion investment commitment by New Zealand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon describe inking of FTA, a landmark moment in partnership between both countries. Campaigning ends for second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal, polling on Wednesday. Prime Minister Modi holds mega roadshow at Gangtok in Sikkim to launch development projects worth over 4,000 crore rupees tomorrow on 50 years of its statehood celebrations. Large parts of India continue to reel under intense heat wave. In badminton, Indian men's team enters quarterfinals of Thomas Cup in Denmark and in IPL cricket, match underway between hosts Delhi Capitals and Royal Challengers Bengaluru. And now the news in detail. India and New Zealand today signed the historic Free Trade Agreement FTA in New Delhi. The signing ceremony was presided over by Union Minister for Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, and New Zealand's Minister for Trade and Investment, Todd Macleay. The agreement, finalized in December last year, facilitates 100% duty-free access for all Indian exports and $20 billion investment commitment by New Zealand. Our correspondent has filed a report.
The free trade agreement between India and New Zealand will advance a new era of economic partnership and opportunity. New Zealand has committed to facilitate investment of $20 billion into India over the next 15 years. According to the FTA, a new generation trade deal for Viksit Bharat 2047, encompassing tariffs, talent, investment and farm productivity, empowering youth, farmers, women, artisans and MSMEs have been agreed upon. The trade includes 100% duty-free access across all tariff lines, benefiting diverse sectors. The FTA promotes India's Ayush systems internationally, encourages medical value travel and position India as a global wellness hub. The agreement has further given a boost to farms, fisheries and factories through zero duty market access on 100% of India's exports. To ensure protection to farmers, rural economies and the domestic industry, the government has excluded key sensitive sectors such as dairy, animal products and agriculture products. The FTA will also boost student mobility through post-study work visas and professional pathways in New Zealand with no numerical caps on Indian students. Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Goyal said the FTA has been concluded in a record 9 months. He said the pace reflects the depth of trust and shared ambition.
The free trade agreement is very comprehensive, very forward-looking. While it opens the doors for goods and services in a massive way, it also has an investment commitment which will encourage businesses to leverage the strengths and scale that India offers. It will also encourage Indian businesses to look at New Zealand market, both for access in goods and services and potential investment. We are looking at partnerships also on agricultural field.
Speaking at the event, Mr. Macleay said, this agreement delivers opportunities that New Zealand exporters have never had in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart, Christopher Luxon, described the inking of FTA, a landmark moment in partnership between both the countries. Prime Minister Modi, in a social media post, said the FTA will add unprecedented momentum to both nations' developmental partnership. He said the deal will greatly benefit farmers, youth, women, MSMEs, artisans, startups, students and innovators. In his message, New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon said the deal will help diversify New Zealand's market. Prime Minister Luxon's message was read out by New Zealand's Trade and Investment Minister Todd Macleay during the signing ceremony.
Today we mark a historic milestone in the relationship between India and New Zealand. It was only 13 months ago that I travelled to India to meet with Prime Minister Modi and launch the free trade agreement negotiation. India is one of the world's largest and fastest growing economies, but our trade relationship has only begun to scratch the surface of its potential. Prime Minister Modi and I could see that a free trade agreement would be a massive opportunity for both of our two countries.
The gem and jewellery sector has lauded the FTA between India and New Zealand. Talking to Akashwani News, Chairman of the Gem and Jewellery Export Promotion Council, Kirit Bhansali, has said the FTA will open new opportunities for the sector.
Today, a historic agreement was reached between India and New Zealand regarding the gems and jewellery sector. We previously signed an FTA with Australia. There are many possibilities in the group of Australia, New Zealand and Fiji. Specifically regarding New Zealand, their per capita jewellery spending is quite good. Recently, one of our members announced an investment of $75 million along with the GJEPC and Government of India. We will try to take full advantage of this tariff benefit.
Campaigning ended this evening for the second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal. Polling in this phase will take place on Wednesday. More from a correspondent.
On the last day of campaigning today, leaders from various political parties held meetings, rallies and public gatherings in an effort to win over voters. In this phase, 1,448 candidates are in the fray, including 220 women. The largest constituency by area is Kollani, while the smallest is Jorashakur. Voting will take place on Wednesday across 142 constituencies in 7 districts. A total of 3,21,73,837 voters will exercise their franchise in this round. However, as per Supreme Court directives, the Appellate Tribunal is expected to publish a revised list today after considering applications from voters excluded during SIR adjudication, which may marginally change these numbers. Sandeep Bandashgupta, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a grand roadshow at Gangtok in Sikkim today. Mr. Modi arrived in Gangtok this afternoon on a two-day visit to the state. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will launch development projects worth over 4,000 crore rupees on the occasion of Sikkim's 50 years of statehood celebrations. Our correspondent has the details.
People of Sikkim accorded a grand welcome to Prime Minister Modi with immense fervor and full of enthusiasm. Accompanied by Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang Gole and State BJP President Diliram Thapa, Prime Minister participated in a grand roadshow from Ganjulama Dwar to Lok Bhavan. Various cultural groups and local communities perform their traditional dances. Tomorrow, Prime Minister will participate in the closing ceremony of Sikkim's 50th year of statehood celebrations and also inaugurate, launch and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects across the state. Manas Pratim Sharma, Akashvani News, Gangtok.
Ladakh Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has approved the creation of 5 new districts in the Union Territory, taking the total number of districts to 7. The newly created districts are Nubra, Sham, Changthang, Zanskar and Dras. Earlier, Ladakh had only 2 districts, Leh and Kargil. Describing it as a historic step, the Lieutenant Governor said the decision fulfills a long-pending demand and aspirations of the people of the region. Veteran politician Dinesh Trivedi has been appointed as India's High Commissioner to Bangladesh. Mr. Trivedi served as Union Minister for Railways and Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare in the UPA government. He represented West Bengal in both the Rajya Sabha and the Lok Sabha. He joined the BJP in 2021 after resigning from Trinamool Congress. The government today reaffirmed that fertilizer availability in the country remains robust, with supplies consistently exceeding demand. Additional Secretary in the Department of Fertilizers, Aparna Sharma, stated this during an inter-ministerial briefing in New Delhi today on the updates related to developments in West Asia.
Fertilizer security is strong, stable and well managed, with availability consistently exceeding the requirement across all major fertilizers, and no shortages have been reported so far. The strong supply position in the Kharif season for the period from 1st April to 26th April, urea availability is 71.58 LMT against a requirement of 18.17 LMT.
Iran has reportedly offered to end its chokehold over the Strait of Hormuz, a key route for nearly a fifth of the global oil and gas trade, in exchange for the United States lifting its blockade and ending the conflict. It has also reportedly proposed broader talks on its nuclear program for a later stage. The offer is said to have been conveyed to Washington through Pakistan. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin has pledged support to Iran and called for restoring peace in West Asia amid the ongoing regional crisis. He made the remarks during a meeting with Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi in St. Petersburg. Mr. Araghchi arrived in Russia after visits to Pakistan and Oman and is also expected to hold talks with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Large parts of India are reeling under an intense heat wave with temperatures soaring well above normal levels for this time of the year. The India Meteorological Department or IMD has forecast heat wave conditions over Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Odisha, Rayalaseema, Telangana, Vidarbh and West Rajasthan tomorrow. It has also predicted hot and humid weather conditions over Gujarat, Kerala, Mahe, Konkan and Goa. Jharkhand is witnessing extreme weather conditions with intense heat in some districts and rain, hailstorms and lightning in others. We have a report.
The Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for April 28, 29 and 30, warning of thunderstorms, strong winds and heavy rainfall in many districts. In the past 24 hours, Daltonganj district recorded a maximum temperature of 44.9 degrees Celsius. During the same period, Sundar Pahari received 60.2 mm of rainfall and Dumka and Giridih also experienced heavy rain. In the capital Ranchi, the maximum temperature was recorded at 40.2 degrees Celsius, causing discomfort due to heat. The Meteorological Department has advised people to remain alert and stay in safe places during adverse weather conditions. Mahvish Rahman, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
The national capital, Delhi, also witnessed a sharp spike in temperature in the day today. More from a correspondent.
In view of the prevailing severe heat wave, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta has said that detailed guidelines have been issued to all departments to ensure public safety. Employers have been asked to provide adequate rest to workers between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. along with arrangements for drinking water, shade and other essential facilities. Schools have been instructed to remain fully equipped to safeguard children, ensuring availability of drinking water, proper ventilation, fans and suitable clothing conditions. Students should be given ORS solution before leaving schools to prevent dehydration. The transport department has been directed to set up water counters near bus stop across the city. Shani Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Meanwhile, providing some relief from the heat, the weather department has also predicted thunder squall with wind speed reaching 50 to 60 kilometers per hour and likely to prevail over Bihar, Gangetic, West Bengal, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Jharkhand, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Punjab tomorrow. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on promotion and regulation of online gaming rules 2026. During the program, listeners can ask questions on the subject. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-233-10481, 011-233-1444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. On to sports. In badminton, the Indian men's team has entered the quarterfinals of the Thomas Cup tournament at Horsens in Denmark. In a Group A match today, India defeated Australia 5-0. India will face China on Wednesday to decide the group winners. In IPL cricket, hosts Delhi Capitals have set a target of 76 runs for Royal Challengers Bengaluru. Put into bat, Delhi Capitals were all out for only 75 runs in 16.3 overs. Earlier, Royal Challengers Bengaluru won the toss and opted to bowl. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and New Zealand signed free trade agreement in New Delhi. Deal facilitates 100% duty-free access for all Indian exports and $20 billion investment commitment by New Zealand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon describe inking of FTA, a landmark moment in partnership between both countries. Campaigning ends for second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal, polling on Wednesday. Prime Minister Modi holds mega roadshow at Gangtok in Sikkim to launch development projects worth over 4,000 crore rupees tomorrow on its 50 years of statehood celebrations. Large parts of India continue to reel under intense heat wave. In badminton, Indian men's team enters quarterfinals of Thomas Cup in Denmark. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.